Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. And welcome to Charlotte Flows. Here we are, another week and another opportunity to step into the being of life and out of the doing of life, whatever way you want to do right, that way round. That I just realised is the other way round to how I normally say it, but it all works because it's a topsy-turvy world we're existing in at the moment. But take this opportunity, this half an hour pocket of time, to pause and ask yourself, check in, am I living my life by my design? Enjoy the show. So I think that says it all. We're in this very upside down period. Let's not blanket everybody with where I'm at in the world, but I'm in a very upside down period. So that totally worked in how my life is going currently. But here we are, another week, and not just me this week, you'll be pleased. I'm bringing on a guest and a return guest at that. So a huge welcome to Bex from Ventana. Hello. And the reason I have called in this beautiful creature to come and have a chat with me is because of a post she put on to socials a few weeks ago. And it just spoke to me that's so true. And let's have a chat about it. And as always, you put it out to the universe, you ask the person and they say yes. So welcome, Bex. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So, and I'm just going to give a visual because obviously we're radio, but I'm recording this on Zoom with Bex. Bex is from Ventana Creative Collective, the magnet of creativity in Martinborough, the absolute queen of giant flowers. She is the flower farmer of the most gigantic blooms that you will have seen if you were in the Wairarapa. And I am actually on a Zoom looking at the beautiful Bex's face with a background of the most beautiful blooms behind her, which on a cold wintry day is quite a sort of beautiful thing to enjoy. So she is surrounded by peonies, roses, daffodils, an array of beautiful flowers. So just to give you a visual and a wee bit of colourful cheer on a wintry day. But that is not what we're here to talk about, although they are beautiful. But your post, Bex, do you want to talk us through the post if you express that post?
So I make the stands for the giant flowers, and I got some stands made for the first time, and I needed some lengths of steel rod cut. And I've used a grinder before. I know how to do it, but there was something, I don't know where it came from. I haven't actually sat with it long enough, but I think I remember the last time I'd used it and gotten a little bit of a kickback, and it must have just put a little bit of the heebie-jeebies. And I had just asked a few people, line them up to cut them. I went next door because Bruce from Kitcheners has cut them for me before. He's been out the back door of Ventana. I'm like, have you got a second to do this for me, please? And then I was quite busy and I was like, honestly, it would just be faster and easier, excuses, to ask my father-in-law to do it. And I needed them done. And I was like, what are you doing? And I just gave myself a little bit of a shake up and went outside and just did it. And it was fine. And filled with the feeling of accomplishment afterwards, it just led me into making that reel where I was like, am I allowed to swear on here? No.
Yeah, you can swear on here. We swear. Okay.
Yeah. Because I was there. I was just like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot. I'm very fucking capable. Yeah. And did I forget that?
Yeah. And I think that was the post. I saw the post of you, you know, obviously you captured that moment and that was just the point. Remember how capable you are. And that was what sparked, ooh, like that, and yes. And it was just the call out to have, you know, a chat about this. Yeah. Because I feel that we all get a bit caught up in that trap of not believing in ourselves, of what we are capable of. And I think as well, and this is obviously my perspective, there is this really terrible habit, especially in, I think, societal roles. So, you know, you were using a power tool. You were doing something, you were metalwork. So all of those connotations, I think society suggests that that's a male job.
Well, you say that as well, because men don't comment on my posts. And this is the first time that the women that were commenting, it was, I relate to this.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I remember I am capable, but here's when I felt this way.
Yeah.
And the two men that commented were telling me how to do it, even though they just watched me do it, how to do it better.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, which there was helpful tips, but I just found that part interesting, that there was no, concept of what I was trying to talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
And
just
I think
washed right over.
It came to them as, you're nervous and scared, and here's a way. Like, I see the intention of it being helpful, but I just found it very interesting that the women that were commenting on the actual how-to, not on the feeling, were like, you should be using some safety gear. Like, absolutely, I should have goggles and gloves, all of that. But whereas the men's ones, it was, this is how you should be doing it. And when I was commenting, like, oh, that's a helpful tip, it wouldn't have worked for my project for this reason. They're like, well, it would because of these reasons. And it was very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, exactly that, you know, all the different things that people have the ability to comment on, having watched something from the comfort of their own home. Beautiful, beautiful.
Like, power tools is one thing, but the societal thing that you're talking about as well, like girls in particular, like, your praise for, you know, doing things correctly and neatly and perfectly, and just that neat, not messy, do it right the first time.
Yeah, and just even not giving it a go, like, sort of, you had something you needed to do.
Yeah.
And you decided that you had the ability to do it.
Well, I think even, this is only coming to my mind now.
Yes.
But I think a lot of the actual just doing it was also driven by, I was like, why am I just asking the men to do it when I know how to do it?
Yeah.
Like, a bit of proving to myself of that thing, but maybe not falling into that same trap of, like, this is what is expected. And my husband and I were having a fun little laugh because I was outside grinding and I was popping in because it was so cold. I had to keep running into all my hands under the warm water so that I could feel my fingers to be a bit safer. And he was cuddled up on the couch with our daughter. And he's like, how's it going? You getting on okay? I'm like, yeah, I am. He's like, oh, go you. And we were having a chuckle. I was like, look at us flipping.
Role reversal vibes of society's norms. Yeah, yeah. Because that's the problem, isn't it? That it has become such a thing that there are these roles. And wouldn't it be nice to live in a society where it didn't, like, that wasn't even a concept anymore, to totally break.
Breaking, though. We're in the place breaking, or have been for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, not fully unexpected now to see, you know, gender roles flipping and people doing things outside of the norm. I feel like we've been there for a while, don't you?
Yeah, I think we definitely on the travelator of shifting. So
yeah,
thinking of an airport now, sort of we started back there and we're closer to the gate of freedom. Yeah.
At least there's lots of more conversations about it as well.
Or there's lots more women on the travelator, maybe.
Yes.
Maybe it isn't more individuals that you sort of, that you saw and thought, oh, that's amazing that there's women out there. And now maybe it's just more people are going, well, maybe I can too.
Yeah.
Maybe
I can. But I think it goes from that, what we're saying is, from being girls, being taught that this is what you get praised for, being this way, and not experimenting, and, you know, not being encouraged to experiment and mess up and try something, you know, to stay over here, that is changing.
Yes, I think so. And I think, I mean, you'll know this as a parent, although Maeve's a bit smaller than my version. But you're constantly saying, like, Finn's 10. You got to give things a go. You don't get them right, but you have to give it a go. And you'll work out through getting it right if it's something that you want to do. And it's not, you're not always going to want to do stuff, but
I've been very focused on making the messes, making the mistakes, making all that the natural thing,
natural progression of that. So then, and then they bounce around because that in the little stage seems to be more natural, and then they get tied into a little society situation that you watch happening through the confines of school and the systems that are in place and the different things, and they're mixing with people that come from different environments.
Yes.
And then you watch all of this, and then so you have to keep reinforcing it in a different way, and it's this constant questioning yourself. But in that space of capability, I think it's funny, isn't it? Like, you posted it and I was like, yes, this is great, because it's a I saw it as, you're so awesome and it's so true. And I saw it as a reminder to myself to not, to remember I am a capable human too.
Yeah. Well, no matter what it is, right? Because like so much of all of my examples and experiences around are like art-based of the trying, failing, and that's hard to teach people in one class. Like, I try and build that confidence to keep failing, because everyone, if you're walking and being, I'm not artistic, I'm not creative, and I have discovered is my why of doing workshops. It's not to teach someone how to make a flower or how to paint a watercolor thing. It's the them walking in without any of the confidence, but trying to get that message out that, like, the competence, right, builds slowly. So if you want to do something and you keep trying, the competence will build because you're getting better at it. But the confidence, like, doesn't build as quickly.
Interesting. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so true. Yeah.
So you are, and like that grinding example, I competent. I knew how to do it. I had the experience, but the confidence didn't build at the same time with the skill.
No, like, that's isn't that fascinating?
Creativity as well, where you're, and maybe it comes back to that, whether it's girls, boys, whatever, but the idea of like the perfectionism of, if I don't do it the first time perfectly, then I'm not good at it, or that's not good art because it's not this, will deter somebody from building the competence, because people don't just wake up incredible artists. If somebody goes, oh, I love drawing, so they do it so often because they like it, so they get more competent because they're doing it so often,
and through that you get this naturally second level of growth.
And I guess that's different for everybody, I guess, because maybe some people confidence goes together,
but it would be dependent on
And women in particular, because that's, 99% of my my workshop attendees, it's coming in and I'm like, oh my goodness, it's the confidence of, and because you haven't had the practice of knowing that it's okay to make an absolute mess pile of shit artwork, it doesn't matter. And then because it's not attached to your self-worth, so you go, that's terrible and I never want to hang it on my wall. But instead of just going, I'll put that in the bin and get another piece of paper because I enjoy this process. I'm not good at that. Or someone told them at school that their friend was a great artist and it's great that they're having fun, but, they're no good. And I'm not the artist in the family.
It's it reminds me of a saying, a phrase has just come to me about having your confidence knocked. Yeah. There's something about that, I don't think, that's just popped to mind. And it reminds me visually, because I tend to listen and have visual commentary in my head. And it's that, it's like Chinese water torture, isn't it? It's the constant drip. So if you're growing, yet your confidence is being gently tapped, whether it be from an external or an internal voice, or a societally bridged voice.
Or social media, right?
That gap probably
people try 100%, but like the perfectionism thing on social media too, where people are watching something and being like, that's the right way, or you know, how fast somebody is achieving their goal in whatever it is. And so maybe they are doing a great job with the competence, as in they are achieving the same thing, but then they are getting chipped away, as in like, well, mine's not as good as that. The comparison.
The comparison factor, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's chipping away at...
Wow, this is great. This is a real eye-opener light bulb conversation as to what perfectionism almost is to me, and that too, the confidence thing.
Yeah, that one I have been just blown away the last maybe year or two, where I've noticed the shift for myself as a teacher of workshops, and which has been great for my confidence in teaching, because I used to put a lot of completely competent in teaching the class and was so fixated on this skill and how to get people to leave with the result that they would be happy with. And in my, I wasn't clear on it then. I was like, yeah. I wanted that for them so that they had the confidence. And now that changes to me just entirely.
Yeah, that, then it's not about that at all, is it? It, like you say, no. It's all about, and I think having done your classes over the years, the recipe has been there for this, but it's your evolution.
Yes.
As alongside what you had the recipe, and now you've become competent, confident in, you've evolved into what actually is your why.
Yeah. And people are leaving generally, you know, happier with what they've made. I can kind of compare the back then to now, because they're just feeling better about what they're doing. They're not in their heads about, they're enjoying the process. That's what it is.
And letting go to the process.
Yeah, 100%.
Instead of it being like on tender hooks, that you actually just, because you create a space that invokes that.
I try to. And I'm getting, like, I get lovely feedback where people are like, ah, yes, that was very helpful. My biggest thing that I just say now, and I make a joke about it from the start, where I'm like, it doesn't matter. And so they'll, and I do try and set it up so, you know, it doesn't matter, like, you know, templates and things like that. But someone will go, oh, what about if I cut this? And then I'm like, yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, you'll see, watch, I'll show you. It's, if you do that, this thing is going to happen. And either way, like, you can't stuff it up. There is no right or wrong here. And then we start doing that. And eventually around a class, someone will ask a question and somebody else will go, doesn't matter. Like, I get my real Aussie kind of twang into it as well. And by the end of it, everyone's going, hey, it doesn't matter. I'm like,
how beautiful.
Yeah, it's been really beautiful to watch.
Watch that evolve. And I
personally leave feeling
quite
so
emotionally,
much.
Filled.
Yeah.
Wow, this has, you know, gone on to its own organic tangent, and it's beautiful. So let's have a musical break. Let's breathe, take a moment, and get into the groove. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so we invited Beck to choose our piece of music this week. Tell us why you chose that one, Beck.
It's about flowers. It might not be about flowers, but my husband is into music in a very different way than I am. I enjoy singing along. He is, just in a different realm, but it's a band that he really likes. And when I started doing so much more social media stuff, and it was always the trending song. And I'm like, I don't like any of this, but I also don't think any of the music that I really like, my hardcore country, is going to do the trick. And Brent was like, oh, you should listen to Portugal the Man. They're amazing. And you should listen to Goth Babe. And you should listen to, and he gave me this list. And now anything that I do is all just his musical suggestions.
Oh, and beautiful. That's, I love that.
A little extra special. Yeah, a little bit of him in there as well.
That's beautiful.
But I use that one a lot. It's good. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you for that. So, I mean, that first part of the show, the chat, it's been really fascinating to me. I think that beautiful eye-opening moment of competence, confidence is the revelation of what capability stems from.
Yeah. And I guess like the way that my process of getting there, and everyone has a different one, but you know, we talk about like look for the evidence, or when you're working on yourself and all that kind of thing, like looking at not go too deep here, but
where are the breadcrumbs of evidence?
Exactly. Yeah. Instead of what story am I telling myself? So like when you're not feeling confident in whatever the thing is, especially if you are competent, like look for the evidence where you're like, oh yes, I've worked a lot at this to build this skill, and not I'm good at it or I'm bad at it, but I have been developing my competence. So just look for the evidence where you're like, oh yeah, I'm at where I'm at, and that's great.
Yeah, that's very true. And just, because you are, obviously our brains are wired to negative bias, and so we'll always have a million views of why we shouldn't or why we can't, or all of the things, the Instagram reel that's showing somebody else is doing it better, so why would we bother? But
or listening to the people that are telling you why you shouldn't and why you can't and ignoring them.
Then the whole point, and I come back to that, the thing I say at the beginning of the show, it's living life by our design. So this is always about checking in and asking yourself, what do I want to be doing? In that moment, you were making your rods, you needed to carry on, you knew you could do it, and so you went, I can do this, and I will, because this is part of my process. Now, obviously, not all of us are going to go out wielding grinders and steel rods, but what is it for you, you know, is it, I mean, I can remember doing a wee here at home, at Harding HQ, I needed... Our shutters were being fitted, so our windows needed to be painted before they were installed. And I was waiting for, I guess, the miracle of my husband to potentially do this job, because it is a house task that in my brain I was thinking, that must be for you to do. And then I went and bought the paint, because that's my capacity, going and purchasing the stocks and the supplies. I'd go and beaver away and get those, and then somebody will do it. And then I had to say, well, why can't I do it?
Yeah.
And I look up on YouTube what I need to do. And I go, okay, I need to sand it, I need to paint it. It's all quite simple, really, isn't it? There's three processes. I have a recipe for how to achieve this. I could just do it. But that moment of, I guess I could just do it.
Yeah.
I had my Nike moment and I went, yeah. And I just started.
And did it.
And did it. You know, I've wiped it and then I've sanded it now, I guess. And I don't know whether I'm doing it right, but it felt kind of good. And then from that, I thought, oh, I suppose I could paint it. The only thing, my hands off, because I'm not very steady handed. So I did get my husband to do the masking because he's way better at that. I probably wouldn't have bothered. There'd have been paint everywhere. But I did it and I felt. Wouldn't have mattered. Well, it would have been more tidy up. But do you know what, though? That feeling of achievement, of just achieving something that needed doing. And I think that's when it reminded me of that feeling that I had that reminded me, I can do that. It was only painting a window, but I can do it. And whatever your thing is, if you're listening to this, and we will put a little link, hopefully in the show notes, to the little post that Beck had posted on social media so you can see what inspired the chat. But find your project. Find the thing that you keep going, I couldn't do that. And revisit why.
Yeah. Because you absolutely can. It doesn't always mean you can do it by yourself either. Like if it is a thing that you're going, I can't do that. And you're like, well, how do I want to?
Yeah.
Because if I want to, how do I make it happen?
Do I break it down? It's that goal, isn't it? Break it down. So do I watch the YouTube? Do I ask somebody for help, which is again another barrier sometimes?
That's what I mean, for some things where maybe you do need training in something.
Exactly.
Or, you know, maybe somebody wants to use a grinder. I'm not recommending go out and pick up a grinder and just do it.
No.
But if you like to be able to use power tools, you can just decide, oh, I'm going to just ask somebody that knows how to use it to show me how.
Yeah.
And then you can do it by yourself.
Yeah.
And the simpler things, like just do the damn thing. Like, oh, I want to paint. Then paint and get out of your head around painting a good, in quotes,
it translates to anything in life though as well, doesn't it? I mean, this has been a very specific relating to the why in this moment, but it does go across all areas of life, be it fitness, health, wealth, financial capabilities, creative capabilities, career capabilities, everything. You know, we are capable of it all.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the only person stopping us is us, isn't it?
Yeah. But that's, I think you really need to be kind to yourself as well, because it's very easy to say, you know, when people go like, just do it. And you're sitting there maybe frozen for whatever your thing is, that is the just do it, because of all of the self-doubt. But maybe the first thing for you is just, you know, the just do it is acknowledging that there is the self-doubt.
Yeah.
Like you're not going and doing a big task. It's just going, oh, well, I'm going to acknowledge that that's there.
And find evidence, like you're finding the evidence in yourself. I think finding the evidence in other people having done it can actually be quite powerful. I've just read a book, an amazing woman, New Zealander, who's walked 12,000 kilometres just over from Canterbury in the UK to Rome on this amazing pilgrimage. And she's walked several pilgrimages. And that, you know, just such an inspiration. So find evidence that, you know, that somebody's, because nobody in this space, nothing is new. It's all like, and I find that quite refreshing. It's all been done before. So go and find somebody, be it on a book or through an Instagram reel or somebody. Find some people doing it, I think, is quite powerful to go, oh.
And then, like, take note of your own evidence as well, because maybe there's other things, you know, the comparison thing, right?
Yeah.
Of there's something that I might find incredibly hard or lack a lot of confidence in, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Where you'll have something that I'll go, oh, I could never do that. And you'll look at me and go, oh, I could never do that. But when you look at the evidence of, oh, you are amazed that I can do this thing that I feel very capable in.
Yeah.
And you flip it, oh, I find, I enjoy that. I find that very refreshing, where I'm like, well, if you think that I could do it, or if you can do it, yes. And I'm just myself self-doubt stopping me, like there's evidence there as
the
well.
Power,
like,
oh. Hey, the power in being brave enough to talk to somebody and go, yeah, how, even having that conversation, how beautiful. I've just got an image of how women could just sit, stand in a circle and go, right, recognize that about, like, I think you are so amazing. And then everybody would be like, and you'd have this beautiful circle of like everybody voicing potentially for the first time of how inspiring they find people.
Let's do that.
Let's do it. Okay.
Imagine how so everybody will be so comfortable, because it's another thing that we're not taught is how to receive compliments.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which also is great for your, you know, feeling
confidence.
Confidence.
Oh,
like I
wow.
Have a friend that is so fit, is a runner, all of those things. That just popped into my mind because, you know, I try not to say that like I can't do anything, but I know that we've had the exact same conversation where I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have the motivation to go out and go for a run. And that's a very like, it's the first step, that put your shoes on and go outside and how amazing you'd feel. And the reverse that I get from her of like, oh, I could never make this thing. I'm like, but all you need to do is just pick up the pen and the paper. That as an example, where I'm like,
yeah,
I can to that where I'm like, I know I just need to put my shoes on.
Yeah.
And get outside. But there's a block for me. And she just needs to sit down and with a pen and paper. But that sounds very easy versus me becoming a marathon runner and her becoming a professional painter or something, you know?
Yeah, it's so funny, isn't it? So my invitation to you as we speedily wrap up as the Zoom is about to run out, is A, I hope you've enjoyed. B, sit and have a cup of tea and think, is there something I'd like to get stuck into, and how can I take this inspiration? So to wrap up the show, as we're fast disappearing on our Zoom time, and I feel the need, I could talk about this for ages, Bex, but we are going to have to wrap up the show. but I think what I invite you to do, if you're a listener and you've enjoyed this, if you've stumbled across it and it has spoken to you, I invite you to pause, have a cup of tea, take a walk, whatever it is, but ponder, is there something that I'm not doing because I feel I'm not capable? And question that, is there a way you could reach out to somebody, have a conversation? Is there a way of breaking it down? Is there a way of finding some evidence that yes, you can indeed be capable? Because I am almost certain, if you're listening to this, you are a person that has in the past provided some evidence that you're capable of something, because we all have. We really have, and it's about digging deep and understanding how you can unlock that. I think today has shown there is the potential for redefining how you understand things to unlock new learnings. So I definitely have had one of those moments. And what about you, Bex? So you're thinking of an example?
Just when you were saying that, I was like, just assume that you are capable.
Love it.
Like, instead of, because that takes out all of the
guesswork.
Just assume that you are capable and do the thing,
and
you'll build
from
as you do it with your confidence. Like, but just assume you are capable.
We're going to rewrite the script. There's no just do it. There is I can do it attitude around here. Oh my goodness. Yes. You are such an inspiration. And I think everybody, maybe one of the first steps, if they can, is to come and experience your space, because you provide such a beautiful learning platform for people to come in and enter and learn more about themselves than probably what you're offering. But then you end up with the bonus of something pretty at the end.
Thank you very
much. I've seen those pictures of beautiful women holding beautiful flowers.
That's all we do.
but however it is, and whatever inspiration you need to find, be it at Ventana Creative or with your friends, with your family, with yourself, talk to the moon. You know, that's a good thing to do. Be capable, because I truly know you are. We all are. So huge thanks, Bex. It's been another inspiring conversation. Maybe we'll find another reason to chat on something more another time soon.
I hope so. Thank you for having me.
But I will share the pink, but let's just share where people can find you if they're inspired by me describing these beautiful blooms, or how to find you on socials for more inspiration.
Yeah, I'm at Ventana Art Space, or you can Google Giant Flowers Martinborough or Art Workshops Martinborough. Some people forget the name of Ventana Art Space. I'm on the main street. There's lots of fun things happening for Pour and Explore. You don't have to join a class. You can grab a group of friends and book a private party if you want to. But just come and give it a go.
Be capable.
You can. You're capable. And I've made it every class so that you will feel capable while you're doing it.
And no iron, no grinders required.
I'll pre-grind.
Thank you so much for a beautiful conversation, my friend. I look forward to seeing you again soon. Thanks as always to RFM for hosting the show, and I will speak soon. Take care.